Gengel. This is WBEZ HD Chicago, 91.5 FM, WBEQ HD Morris, 90.7 FM, and WKCC Kankakee, 91.1 FM. 9 o'clock.
Well, in the week since Beyonce released a new music video and performed the song at the Super Bowl halftime show, people just can't seem to stop talking about it. Are you one of them? The video for the song called Formation has people talking about race, sexuality, police brutality, and what it means to be a black woman. Today on The Morning Shift, the cultural impact of Formation. We want to hear from you. We'll be taking your calls. We'll also explore how music from the 1960s and 70s is being used in some Chicago public schools to teach about the civil rights movement. Well, Chicago's premier African-American newspaper, The Defender, was pivotal during that period in history, but it also took the pulse of Chicago's cultural life. We'll remember the paper's longtime society editor and columnist, T.C. Hooks. And getting rid of a little sea creature that's invaded the Great Lakes. We'll talk about efforts to abolish the sea lamprey. I'm Tony Sarabia, and this is The Morning Shift on WBEZ Chicago. As I mentioned, we're going to be talking about that Beyonce video and song Formation, which came out, the song and the video came out the day before the Super Bowl, and then she performed it at Super Bowl halftime. You know, she isn't the first artist to use her platform to shine a light on society's struggles and social ills. Music has long been a way to call out the injustice of oppression, and as you know, we'll find out, and as we talked about in the show yesterday with Mavis Staples, the civil rights movement had a soundtrack too. Well, there's a program being used in some Chicago public schools that uses some of the defining songs and messages of that era to share those stories with today's students. Prime example right there, the title track to Marvin Gaye's album, What's Going On. The woman behind the idea to use music to teach social studies is Jean Warsaw, the founder and executive director of MIMA, which stands for Music, Motivate, and Encourage Music Appreciation. She's with us now to explain why she thought this curriculum was so important. Hi there.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. You know, I've been mentioning Formation, the song by Beyonce,
right.
a brand new song. What is it for you about music of the past, the 60s and 70s, that you think is an effective tool to use to teach about civil rights, social issues?
Sure. First of all, regarding, you know, what the song she's written and the video, I think it's fabulous. You know, I think that black recording artists have been really talking about their struggles for centuries. And, you know, there's back in the 90s, Arrested Development came out with a track called Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
Which certainly didn't have the marketing behind it that Beyonce has, but, you know, definitely spoke about their struggles. And I think that Pharrell's new Freedom song had that similar imagery and kind of that call and response effect to it that I think was fantastic. But to answer your question, I think it's really important for young kids today to know that there was a time back in the 60s and 70s when young people were out there really trying to make changes and that they were really instrumental in a lot of landmark achievements like the civil rights movement, like voters' rights, women's rights. And the music during that era really spoke about those particular things. The lyrics were really meant to gather people together in communities,
mm-hmm.
The marches, the sit-ins, it was all peaceful. And I think what's really important for them to know, because of what they're listening today, that the music in the 60s and 70s, those recording artists were really not recording to market themselves necessarily. They were putting out music to tell us what was going on, to make changes and to get people together. And they were really socio-political messages that were really important.
Here's one of those songs that goes back quite a bit.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I've got to beware. I think it's time to stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
For what it's worth, the song by Buffalo Springfield here on The Morning Shift. We're talking about how music is being used to teach social studies at some Chicago public schools with the woman who came up with the idea. Her name is Jean Warsaw. She's the founder and executive director of Me Ma Music. So, Jean, this is a song that you use in the course.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And the interesting thing about it that I love is, you know, the program really is for all types of youth, all ethnic groups, all learning abilities. And what I love about it is that some of the students that have learning abilities, I'll see them walking down the hall singing the refrain to that song.
Do they get it? I mean, number one, do they get it? And number two, do they find it to be a little tame?
We talk about explicit lyrics, and I'm glad you brought that up, because that's what we try to get across, mm-hmm. is this may be tame in comparison to what you're listening to today, but listen to this message and then see how it affected the public. It affected the public, you know, it affected public opinion for the Vietnam War. It affected public opinion for civil rights, etc. It takes a little while for them to get into it, but I will say that 9 times out of 10, the students will say to me, this is really good music. Wow, this is really good music. They don't even know about it. They haven't heard most of it, unless their parents are from that generation and play some of the music.
How did you come up with this idea? I mean, you have a background in not playing music, but certainly being immersed in the music business.
Yeah. I'm a music fanatic. I was one when I was a kid, all through high school. I listened to everything. I happen to really love old R&B from the 60s and 70s. And I worked in the music industry for 25 years, promoting recording artists, getting their music on the radio. And I just, you know, was so touched emotionally by music. And I thought, you know, when I listen to what's out there today, I really want kids to know that there was a really important time when music really meant something. Not that it doesn't today.
I was just going to ask, do you think that music is missing that? Again, when you look at Beyoncé's song, which we'll be talking about later, certainly is getting a lot of attention, bringing up a lot of issues from sexuality to what it means to be a Southern Black woman.
Absolutely. And I think some of that also is from, video production and imagery and marketing. Not to say that that's bad, but it really brings it in front of everyone's face. I don't think we saw as much of that with the music from the 60s and 70s. But I still think that, you know, when I talk to the students about, and I do comparisons because it's not just 60s and 70s music, we make a lot of comparisons to what's going on today. And then we do ask them, you know, what do you think? What do you think about these lyrics in comparison to, you know, some of the new stuff they're hearing? And it's interesting because they will end up saying, this was pretty good music. Wow, this was...
The older stuff.
Yeah, they do. It's and even when we get into... Look, a lot of kids are listening to rap today.
How does that fit into the curriculum? Does it at all? Do you go forward and backward at all?
What I try to do, honestly, because I don't play anything with explicit lyrics, because I just want to try and get across to kids that you can have a voice and speak your mind without necessarily using a lot of, you know, explicit lyrics. Mm. So it's hard with some of the rap music, even though there's some good rap music, you know, with explicit lyrics that do talk about sociopolitical issues. At the same time, what I like to do is I spend some time going through a lot of the 80s hip-hop music, which really is where it began. And then, you know, kind of show them, look, here's where it started, and here's some real social political music that had maybe less explicit lyrics, but really started this hip-hop thing going. So we fit that in. You know, there's some current music I can play, but...
Like this one artist, Lecrae.
Yeah, yeah.
I was made in America, land of the free, home of the brave. And right up under your nose, you might see a sex slave being traded. And would do anything for the money. Boy, mama might sell her babies. Sell porn, sell pills, anything to pay the bills, anything to bring that paper. Gotta scratch that itch, gotta scratch them ticks, ain't rich, but I might be. And I'ma shoot these flicks, I'ma turn these tricks, anything for a slight fee. Yeah, made in America, mama told me that I belong here. Had to earn our stripes, had to learn our rights, had to fight for a home here. But I wouldn't know a thing about that. All I know is drugs and rap. I probably could have been some kind of doctor instead of holding guns and crack. I was born in the mainland.
So, Gene, you could argue, you know, for a lot of the songs going back and present, that the message really doesn't change. It's just the style that it's delivered in. And with that in mind, I'm wondering, do you get students who push back a little bit and say, well, you know, this is great music from the 60s, but what did it accomplish if we're still talking and singing about the same issues today?
That's a very good question. You know, I do try and get across that, you know, whether it's something that has explicit lyrics or someone like Lecrae, who happens to be a Christian rap artist and is more positive, it is still about the same thing. It's about the social injustices. It's about poverty. It's about drugs. It's about gun control. It's really about this life that a lot of African Americans are struggling with. So we do still talk about the fact that this music may be a little more explicit, but the intent in letting the world know what's going on is there. So,
do you ever go further back? I'm thinking of one of the most powerful songs that you know comes from what, the early 40s, late 30s, and that is Billie Holiday's "Strange Fruit."
Yes. We definitely play that song in every school, every program that we run.
And what's the reaction? Because those lyrics are
unbelievable.
They're powerful.
They're
yeah.
very powerful. It's very interesting because if you play the video with the lyrics, it's very different for students to see, you know, somebody just sort of singing in a jazz type style. You know, there's no track, there's no beat. It's very different for these kids to be listening and thinking, what is this? I don't understand. The interesting thing about it, though, is asking them to analyze it and then to come to the reality of what it's about.
Yeah.
And it's about slavery. The song was actually written as a poem by a Jewish teacher in the 1930s.
Right.
So even that is interesting to them. Knowing that that's where it started, and then you know, Billie Holiday, I think Nina Simone also recorded it as well. But it, you know, they're silent when they see when they watch the video with the lyrics.
Where do you hope to take this program? More schools?
Just
eighth graders right now.
Well, right now it's eighth grade, which seems to be a really good grade. We, you know, what we generally do is there's a culminating event at the end of the showcase where students produce their own social justice campaigns using multimedia, art, songwriting. And at those showcases, sixth and seventh graders also attend so that they can see, oh, wow, we're going to get this too when we're in eighth grade. And it's pretty cool because I'll see sixth and seventh graders walking down the hall and they'll say, hey, I already know what my project is going to be for eighth grade.
It's a great way to get kids interested in social studies and history. It reminds me of one of the classes I took at OPRF called Dylan as Poet, which was Bob Dylan's music.
Oh, well, yeah. Yes. You have to play Dylan and analyze Dylan. You know, if I may point out one other thing, I also think, too, that I think there's a lot of missing empathy amongst young people today. And I think it's really important for them to learn and know about this music from the 60s and 70s and to learn about the struggles that a lot of groups, I mean, the Latinos, the Hispanic Chicano movement was also going on during the 60s.
Jean Warsaw is the founder and executive director of MIMA, which stands for Music Motivate and Encourage Music Appreciation, a program she created to teach about social history, civil rights movement, things like that, in some Chicago public schools, mainly right now eighth graders. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.
It all boiled on a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free.
Another song that stands the test of time, The Temptations' Ball of Confusion. And we're going to go to the present. When we come back, we're going to talk about Beyoncé's song and video formation. We want to hear from you. Our number 312-923-9239, your take on the song. And you can also tweet us at WBEZ Morning. I'm Tony Sarabia. Stick around.
WBEZ.
Need a green card? The FBI wants to help.
General surveillance seems to be problematic because